Unit 5, page 64. Listening. Activity 4. Listen again and complete the following sentences. Fill each blank with no more than 4 words
or a number.
Singapore gained its independence on 9th of August 1965 and now has a population of more than 5 million people, including Chinese, Malays, Indians and Eurasians. The country has 4 official languages, English, Chinese, Malay and Tamil. Singapore does not have a national costume, as people from the different ethnic groups tend to wear their traditional clothing. The Chinese traditional attire for ladies is called cheongsam, which means a long garment. Originally, both men and women used to wear this long one-piece dress, specially designed to conceal the body shape. Today, it's often worn by Chinese women in Singapore during Chinese New Year celebrations and at traditional wedding ceremonies. For Malay men, the traditional garment is called baju melu. It consists of a loose shirt and a sarong worn over a pair of trousers. Malay women often wear baju kurung, which looks like a long-sleeved and collarless blouse worn over a long skirt. The traditional dress for Indian women is the sari, which can be not only worn on special occasions, but used every day. It's a long piece of brightly coloured cloth wrapped around the waist and hung over the shoulder. It's usually decorated with beautiful patterns. Because of the hot temperatures and the modern character of Singapore, clothing is usually very casual and most people prefer Western fashions. For business, men usually wear dark trousers, white shirts and a tie. Standard office attire for women includes a long-sleeved blouse with trousers or a skirt. Unified by the common goal for a better future, the people of Singapore, especially the younger generations, think of themselves as Singaporeans first, and then as Chinese, Malay, or Indian.